we receive support from the state of Minnesota. Well, let's see here. What do we got next? We got, that's 2 o'clock. Yeah, it is just 2 o'clock, and that's time for the KXE Album of the Week. And this week, the album is by Silvana Estrada, and the name of the album is Vendrán Suaves Lluvias. And the title comes from a poet by Sarah Teasdale, a poem from Sarah Teasdale, and it's Soft Rains Will Come. And for Estrada, the phrase means a realistic feeling of hope. And the cut we're going to hear from Silvana is Como un Pajaro, and that is Like a Bird is the name of that song. So we're going to roll into the music here and hear from Silvana and a few other artists as well. So stand by.
Se apagaron ya las luces, ahora duerme la ciudad. Se entrelazarán las piernas por cariño y por piedad. Mientras yo prendo velitas en frasquitos de cristal que me cubre la penumbra, todo bien y todo mal. Mientras todo el mundo duerme, yo me trato de sanar. Voy limpiando los caminos junto a ti. ¿Cómo pudo ser posible las señales que no vi? Déjame si estoy llorando, aunque vaya a amanecer. Que por más que yo te quiera, dime tú qué puedo hacer. Mientras todo el mundo duerme, yo te dejo de querer. Y yo que no soy más que un mar de dudas, que sola con mis sombras me tropiezo.
Voices that they hear in their heads. They like to say they are more righteous than you. They're just fool after fool after fool. They're just fool after fool after fool. They banish the women and silence their voice in clothes hanger alleys with no other choice. Handcuff the doctors and the scientists too. They're just fool after fool after fool. Fool after fool after fool. They mask up like gangsters, roll up to your school, round up the students who have broken the rules. In farms and factories and fancy hotels, if your skin's coffee colored, you're on a highway to hell. No kings, no, no crown, not ever, not now. No kings, no crown, not ever, not now. They got alligator prisons, jackboot police. They'll grab grandma and grandpa, a nephew or niece. That man selling ice cream, they'll take him too. They're just fool after fool after fool. They're just fool after fool after fool. They pardon the criminals who beat up the cops, even though who pled guilty with fag poles and rocks. Starve hungry children, steal the medicine too. They're just fool after fool after fool. Fool after fool after fool. They're robbing the veterans, wounded in war. Close the suicide hotlines, slam the hospital doors. Call them suckers and losers for the red, white, and blue. They're just fool after fool after fool. Fool after fool after fool. No kings, no crowns, not ever, not now. No kings, no crowns, not ever, not now. Their God that breathes fire sets them up for the fall. Behind their halo curtain, there ain't no God at all. They think they'll get to heaven riding King Solomon's mule. They're just fool after fool after fool. Fool after fool after fool. When we stand together, we become bulletproof. Like old Paul Revere shouting up to the roof. Warn all your neighbors and repeat after me. One if by land and two if by sea. History will be recorded and quick to condemn the cowardly traitors, both the women and men. And it's good to remember, and times is by ten. There's way more of us than there are of them. There's way more of us than there are of them. There's just fool after fool after fool. Fool after fool after fool. Fool after fool after fool.
Mm, 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 mm. Seem like bad news all the time. We got blood and fire and wars and crime. They try to tell me who I ought to blame, but I know who it is, cause it's always the same. But don't be ashamed if you get confused when you talk to your friends or you watch the news. They try to tell you where it all went wrong. Now you don't need to argue, just sing this song. It was rich people stacking the deck, rich people with big fat checks, rich people they're having a ball, rich people been f***ing us all. Back in 1979, the Western world was in decline. So Ronald Reagan and Thatcher too, well they fixed it right up, but not for you, just for rich people stacking the deck, rich people with big fat checks, rich people they're having a ball, rich people in us all night. It ain't the Jews. Rich people don't pay no dues. Who did the crime? It ain't the blacks. Rich people don't pay no taxes. Who took your job? It ain't immigration. It's rich people with corporations. And who threw the vote? It ain't rednecks. Rich people with big fat checks. Oh. Rich people stacking the deck. Rich people with big fat checks. Rich people having a ball now. Rich people just f***ing us all. Rich people stacking the deck. Rich people with their big fat checks. Rich people they're having a ball. Rich people been f***ing us all.
We finished that set of music with Carcy Blanton with off of her. It's a single, actually, and but I think she also has it released on her Love and Rage release here just a couple years ago, 2023. And the song is Rich People. And before Carcy, we heard Paul Metza getting some help from Alan Sparhawk with No Kings, No Crown. And that comes off of Paul Metz's Songs of Resistance and Resolve, 1984 to 2025. And starting off set of music, our album of the week, Silvana Estrada, with the song Como un Pajaro, and Like a Bird, name of that song. Really delicate vocals by Silvana. It's been a really nice release to listen to and hear other people play as well. I'm Jim Gallagher, and you're listening to On the River on Northern Community Radio, KAXE and KBXE. I'm broadcasting out of the Bemidji studio today, and just enjoying myself playing music. And remind you, coming up at about 2:30, we're going to have Alice's Restaurant Massacre played in its entirety, all 18 minutes or so of that particular release. Arlo Guthrie telling one of the best stories ever, I think, in that sort of long talking blues satire. So stay tuned. It's coming up. And just to remind you, KXE News is working on a story explaining the complex workings behind your property taxes, but we need your help. Share your property tax statement and your questions with us by emailing news@kaxe.org. These real-world examples will help everyone better understand how and why you may be seeing your taxes rise. And the news team will contact you, and your information will remain confidential. Thanks so much for that. Considering that. And the History of Jazz airs Saturdays at noon and Sundays at 4 with host Paul Kivi, exploring the distinctly American art form. And tune in Sundays at 6 p.m. with the volunteer-hosted Jazz on America Avenue. Well, we're going to get back to the music here. We're going to start off this set, next set, with a new one from James McMurtry. And the song is Sons of the Second Sons.
The old world, when your race was run, it all went to the eldest son. What's a poor second son to do but join up with the common man, set sail for the promised land across the mighty ocean blue? And they made us who we are, so let's wave those stripes and stars for the sons of the second sons. Products of genocide, polishing up their guns, righteous and justified, sons of the peasantry, thinking they're finally free, sons of the faithful serfs, salt of the blessed earth, in search of a master. Okay, or looking back, it seems that way. Tried to put our best foot down. We left tracks in the lunar dust, did away with the meaner stuff. All could ride at the front of the bus now. Didn't need no Jim Crow car. And we thought we'd come so far. Sons of the second sons, products of genocide, polishing up our guns, eating that southern fried, sons of the peasantry, telling ourselves we're free, sons of the faithful serfs, salt of the blessed earth, in search of a savior. Feeling stressed, it's all for us and damn the rest, telling each other have a blessed day. All camoed up and standing tall, building bombs and border walls as all collective conscience falls away. And they wave those stars and bars. Is that really who we are? Sons of the second sons, products of genocide, polishing up our guns, paying on double whites, sons of the peasantry, telling ourselves we're free, sons of the loyal serfs, salt of the blessed earth, in search of a savior. Sons of the second sons, products of genocide, polishing up our guns, living in double wise, sons of the peasantry, telling ourselves we're free, sons of the pagan serfs, salt of the f***ing earth, in search of a Caesar.
Thank you. is full, and we are kissing in a fistful of fragments falling down. I throw them up and I watch them hit the ground like snow. Amputated dimension of the physical, melting image without sound. Park Avenue, 838, waving to my best friend like a soldier at the gate of tears. Feels like it's been 10 years. Has it only been?
Baby, you saw it. Watch out now, take care, beware of soft shift shufflers.
That set of music, Leon Russell with Beware of Darkness, covering George Harrison's tune, one of George's, and it was Leon Russell and the Shelter People. Before Leon, we heard Big Thief, a new release from Big Thief, Minnesota group. Double Infinity is the name of the release, and the song is Los Angeles. And starting off the set of music, James McMurtry, new release from James. The Black Dog and the Wandering Boy is the name of the collection, the CD, and the song was Sons of the Second Sons. I'm Jim Gallagher, and you're listening to On the River on Northern Community Radio, KAXE and KBXE. And just to remind you, we receive support for KAXE, or support for KXC comes from the Grand Rapids Area Community Foundation, playing a vital role in connecting charitable intentions with community needs. Awarding $30 million in grants and scholarships over the past 30 years to make a lasting impact in our area. More information at grcf.org. And check out KAXE.org for information about food-related resources across northern Minnesota, with hours of operation and locations of food shelves, along with information on soup kitchens and community meals. Add resources in your region by emailing news@KAXE.org. Well, it's 2:30. Just give a shout out to some listeners out in Cincinnati, Albuquerque, San Diego, across the country and across northern Minnesota. Thanks so much for listening in today. And as I've been promising, 2:30, coming up next, is Thanksgiving holiday classic, going back to 1967. Just to put this song, this talking blues song, in context, the Vietnam War was in full swing and young men were being drafted into service to fight in the war. And Arlo Guthrie, the son of the famous folk singer and activist Woody Guthrie, came up with this satirical talking blues story song based on true, if slightly exaggerated, events in his life. So coming up next here is Alice's Restaurant Massacre by Arlo Guthrie.
This song's called Alice's Restaurant. It's about Alice and the restaurant. But Alice's Restaurant is not the name of the restaurant. That's just the name of the song. And that's why I call the song Alice's Restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. Walk right in, it's around the back, just a half a mile from the railroad track. And you can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. Now it all started two Thanksgivings ago. It was on 2 years ago on Thanksgiving when my friend and I went up to visit Alice at the restaurant. But Alice doesn't live in the restaurant. She lives in the church nearby the restaurant in the bell tower with her husband Ray and Fatsha the dog. And living in the bell tower like that, they got a lot of room downstairs where the pews used to be. And having all that room, seeing as how they took out all the pews, they decided that they didn't have to take out their garbage for a long time. We got up there, we found all the garbage in there, and we decided it'd be a friendly gesture for us to take the garbage down to the city dump. So we took the half a ton of garbage, put it in the back of a red VW microbus, took shovels and rakes and implements of destruction, and headed on toward the city dump. Well, we got there, and there's a big sign and a chain across the dump saying closed on Thanksgiving. And we had never heard of a dump closed on Thanksgiving before. And with tears in our eyes, we drove off into the sunset looking for another place to put the garbage. We didn't find one till we came to a side road, and off the side of the side road was another 15-foot cliff. And at the bottom of the cliff was another pile of garbage. And we decided that one big pile's better than two little piles, and rather than bring that one up, we decided to throw ours down. That's what we did. Drove back to the church, had a Thanksgiving dinner that couldn't be beat, went to sleep and didn't get up until the next morning when we got a phone call from Officer Obie. Said, "Kid, we found your name on an envelope at the bottom of a half a ton of garbage, and wanted to know if you had any information about it." And I said, "Yes, sir, Officer Obie, cannot tell a lie. I put that envelope under that garbage." After speaking Obie for about 45 minutes on the telephone, we finally arrived at the truth of the matter and said that we had to go down and pick up the garbage, and also had to go down and speak to him at the police officer station. So we got in the red VW microbus with the shovels and rakes and implements of destruction, headed on toward the police officer station. Now, friends, there was only one or two things that Obie could have done at the police station, and the first was that he could have given us a medal for being so brave and honest on the telephone, which wasn't very likely, and we didn't expect it. Another thing was that he could have bawled us out and told us never to be seen driving garbage around the vicinity again, which is what we expected. But when we got to the police officer station, there was a third possibility that we hadn't even counted upon, and we was both immediately arrested, handcuffed. And I said, "Obie, I don't think I can pick up the garbage with these handcuffs on." He said, "Shut up, kid. Get in the back of the patrol car." And that's what we did, and sat in the back of the patrol car and drove to the, quote, scene of the crime, unquote. I want to tell you about the town of Stockbridge, Massachusetts, where this is happening here. They got three stop signs. two police officers and one police car. But when we got to the scene of the crime, there was five police officers and three police cars, being the biggest crime of the last 50 years. And everybody wanted to get in the newspaper story about it. And they was using up all kinds of cop equipment that they had hanging around the police officer station. They was taking plaster, tire track, footprints, dog smelling prints, and they took 27 8x10 color glossy photographs with circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one explaining what each one was to be used as evidence against us. Took pictures of the approach, the getaway, the northwest corner, the southwest corner, and that's not to mention the aerial photography. After the ordeal, we went back to the jail. Obie said he was gonna put us in the cell. Said, kid, I'm gonna put you in the cell. I want your wallet and your belt. And I said, Obie, I can understand you want my wallet so I don't have any money to spend in the cell, but what do you want my belt for? And it said, kid, we don't want any hangings. Said, Obie, did you think I was gonna hang myself for littering? Obie said he was making sure, and friends Obie was, cause he took out the toilet seat so I couldn't hit myself over the head and drown. And he took out the toilet paper so I couldn't bend the bars, roll the toilet paper out the window, slide down the roll and have an escape. Obie was making sure, and it was about 4 or 5 hours later that Alice, remember Alice? It's a song about Alice. Alice came by and with a few nasty words to Obie on the side, bailed us out of jail. We went back to the church, had another Thanksgiving dinner that couldn't be beat, and didn't get up until the next morning when we all had to go to court. We walked in, sat down. Obie came in with the 27 8x10 covered glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back each one, sat down. Man came in, said, all rise. We all stood up, and Obie stood up with the 27 8x10 covered glossy pictures, and the judge walked in, sat down with the C&I dog, and he sat down. We sat down. Obie looked at the C&I dog. Then the 27 8x10 covered glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one, and looked at the C&I dog. And then at the 27 8x10 colored glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one, and began to cry, cause Obie came to the realization that it was a typical case of American blind justice and there wasn't nothing he could do about it. And the judge wasn't gonna look at the 27 8x10 colored glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one explaining what each one was to be used as evidence against us. And we was fined $50 and had to pick up the garbage in the snow, but that's not what I came to tell you about. Came to talk about the draft. We got a building down New York City, it's called Whitehall Street, where you walk in and you get injected, inspected, detected, infected, neglected, and selected. I went down to get my physical examination one day, and I walked in, I sat down, got good and drunk the night before, so I looked and felt my best when I went in that morning. Cause I wanted to look like the all-American kid from New York City. Man, I wanted to feel like though. I wanted to be the all-American kid from New York, and I walked in, sat down, I was hung down, brung down, hung up, and all kinds of mean, nasty, ugly things. And I walked in, I sat down, they gave me a piece of paper, said, kid, see the psychiatrist, room 604. And I went up there, I said, shrink, I wanna kill. I wanna see blood and gore and guts and veins in my teeth. Eat dead, burnt bodies. I mean, kill. Kill, kill, kill. And I started jumping up and down, yelling, kill, kill. And it started jumping up and down with me, and we was both jumping up and down, yelling, kill, kill. And the sergeant came over, pinned a medal on me, set me down the hall, said, you're our boy. Didn't feel too good about it. Proceeded on down the hall, getting more injections, inspections, detections, neglections, and all kinds of stuff that they was doing to me at the thing there. And I was there for 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. I was there for a long time, going through all kinds of mean, nasty, ugly things. And I was just having a tough time there, and they was inspecting, injecting every single part of me, and they wasn't leaving no part untouched. Proceeded through, and I when finally came to see the very last man, I walked in, sat down after a whole big thing there, and I walked up and said, "What do you want?" He said, "Kid, we only got one question. Have you ever been arrested?" I proceeded to tell him the story of Alice's restaurant, Massacree, with full orchestration and five-part harmony and stuff like that, and then all the phenomena stopped right there and said, "Kid, did you ever go to court?" I proceeded to tell him the story of the 27 8x10 colored glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one that stopped me right there and said, "Kid, I want you to go over and sit down on that bench that says Group W. Now, kid." And I walked over to the bench there, and there's Group W is where they put you. If you may not be moral enough to join the army after committing your special crime, and there was all kinds of mean, nasty, ugly-looking people on the bench. There's mother rapers, father stabbers, father rapers sitting right there on the bench next to me, and one, it was mean and nasty and ugly and horrible and crime-fighting guys are sitting there on the bench, and the meanest, ugliest, nastiest one, the meanest father raper of them all, was coming over to me, and he was mean and ugly and nasty and horrible and all kinds of things, and he sat down next to me and said, "Kid, what'd you get?" Said, "I didn't get nothing. I had to pay $50 and pick up the garbage." I said, "What were you arrested for, kid?" And I said, "Littering." And they all moved away from me on the bench there to carry eyeball and all kinds of mean, nasty things till I said, "And creating a nuisance." And they all came back, shook my hand, and we had a great time on the bench talking about crime, mother stabbing, father raping, all kinds of groovy things that we was talking about on the bench. And everything was fine. We were smoking cigarettes and all kinds of things until the sergeant came over. Had some paper in his hand, held it up and said, "Kids, this piece of paper's got 47 words, 37 sentences, 58 words. We want to know details of the crime, time, crime, and else kind of thing. Got some time to tell about the crime. Want to know the arresting officer's name, and else kind of thing. You got to say, and talk for 45 minutes, and nobody understood a word that he said. But we had fun filling out the forms and playing with the pencils on the bench there. And I filled out the Massacree with the four-part harmony and wrote it down there just like it was. And everything was fine, and I put down a pencil and I turned over the piece of paper, and there on the other side, in the middle of the other side, away from everything else on the other side, in parentheses, capital letters, quotated, read the following words: "Kid, you rehabilitated yourself." I went over to the sergeant and said, "Sergeant, you've got a lot of damn gall to ask me if I've rehabilitated myself. I'm sitting here on a bench. I mean, I'm sitting here on a Group W bench. 'Cause you wanna know if I'm moral enough to join the army, burn women, kids, houses, and villages after being a litter bug." He looked at me and said, "Kid, we don't like your kind. And we're gonna send your fingerprints off to Washington, and friends, somewhere in Washington, enshrined in some little folder is a study in black and white of my fingerprints. And the only reason I'm singing you the song now is 'cause you may know somebody in a similar situation. or you may be in a similar situation. And if you're in a situation like that, there's only one thing you can do, is walk into the shrink wherever you are. Just walk in, say, shrink. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant and walk out. You know, if one person, just one person does it, they may think he's really sick and they won't take him. And if two people do it in harmony, they think they're both faggots and it won't take either of them. And if three people do it, can you imagine three people walking in, singing a bar, Alice's restaurant, and walking out? They may think it's an organization. And can you imagine 50 people a day? I said 50 people a day walking in, singing a bar, Alice's restaurant, and walking out. And friends, they may think it's a movement. And that's what it is. The Alice's Restaurant Anti-Massacre Creed Movement. And all you gotta do to join is to sing it the next time it comes around on the guitar with feeling. So we'll wait till it comes around on the guitar here. Sing it when it does. Here it comes. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. Walk right in, it's around the back, just a half a mile from the railroad track. And you can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant.
That was horrible.
Want Ann Warren stuff, you gotta sing loud. You could put a lot. I've been singing the song now for 25 minutes. I could sing it for another 25 minutes. I'm not proud or tired. So we'll wait till it comes around again. And this time with four-part harmony and feeling. We're just waiting for it to come around, is what we're doing. All right now. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant, excepting Alice. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. So walk right in, it's around the back, just a half a mile from the railroad track. And you can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. Da 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 da. At Alice's restaurant.
And that was Alice's Restaurant Massacre by Arlo Guthrie, going back to 1967. Come off a vinyl copy we have here at the KBXC Vinyl Library in Bemidji. And feel fulfilled somehow. Hearing that every year helps to sort of mark the passage of time for me and mark the season. And can rest easy now. I'm Jim Gallagher, and you're listening to Northern Community Radio, KEXC, KBXC, Grand Rapids and Bemidji. And this show is on the river, and I'm here for another 1 hour, 10 minutes or so, and lots of music still yet to come. And just want to say, programming is supported in part by Kebs Records, located in downtown Bovee since 2016, offering an expanded selection of records, including blues, jazz, soundtracks, and more. Hours and information at KebsRecords.com. And find the latest Up North report at KAXC.org, news from our region, heard on The Morning Show, World Cafe, and All Things Considered, or as a podcast. Is there news in your region we should know about? email us at news@kaxc.org. Well, I'm going to move on to some more music here. Got a set of Texas swing, also known as country jazz, I guess. And our album of the week last week, I think, was All Hat by Joshua Headley. And I thought, well, so listen to that, and got the idea to, you know, to just group together some Texas swing all in one set. So coming up next, Joshua Headley, Fresh Hot Biscuits.
Brother, I know just the place. Puts a smile on every face.
Roll that flour, knead that dough. Roll them all out, don't you roll so slow. Eat them with butter, eat them with jam. Fresh hot biscuits made by hand. Sister will. My gal makes the best around. Bakes them up all nice and brown.
Roll that flour, knead that dough. Roll them all out, don't you roll so slow. Eat them with butter, eat them with jam. Fresh hot biscuits made by hand.
About Ida Red. pecking in the bread pan, pecking out dough. Granny, does your dog bite? No, child, no. Come on, boys, don't fool around. Grab your partner and truck on down.
Ida Red, Ida Red, I'm plum fool about Ida Red. Ida Red, Ida Red, I'm plum fool about Ida Red.
Sunday night.
I'd red, I'm plum fool about I'd red. I'd red, I'm plum fool about I'd red.
I'll have someone after you.